Rick Barnes will say rebounding is like yards after contact for a running back, a mindset that certainly helped Igor Miletic grab the most rebounds by a Tennessee player since 2014, and certainly a mindset this team will need in what they're anticipating to be a 15-round boxing match with Florida. I'm Paige Stauer. This is The Field Pass on Full Disclosure. Florida's ranked second in the country in total team rebounds per game, averaging more than 45 a contest, which is roughly five better than the Vols per game, who are ranked 36th in the country right now. And what Igor Miletic Jr. did against Arkansas is certainly a level of production this team will need to see this season. And while he's incredibly dominant by grabbing offensive rebounds in the post, he's even better as an out-of-area rebounder. Assistant coach Greg Plincy says that aspect of his rebounding is incredibly hard to find these days. And maybe what led to this breakout game on the glass for Igor Miletic Jr. might have been in the way the coaching staff got creative by getting them right mentally. They did so by switching the sports to football and watching a couple of highlights on what makes a good rebounder.
So what can we do to add a little flavor and give a perspective? And I know our guys, a lot of them will watch NFL or college football for sure. Love the Vols, of course. So everybody, you know, Rod will do it, Gainey, Lentz. It was just something I was sitting there and Luke Shep, I was like, you know what, we got to be better at getting off the first hit, the first block out. And so Shep goes, I got a great clip. So Luke Shapker actually came up with the running back. I think he ran through five tackles. So it was a way for our guys to relate in a different way and something that they found kind of, I think, amusing, but could also maybe translate it to best.
Now, whether or not that actually translates to Igor Miletic dominating on the glass in games or the team being a good rebounding team, Polinsky says we can be the judge of that. But what I think it is showing is it's helping the team play in practice with a more focused effort.
That's normal. That's normal. You know, like, sometimes coaches will show us some clips that aren't basketball. You know, they might show us something, well, golfing and their mindset, or it might show us football and just, like, yards after hit. So, you know, just showing us things like that, I feel like it'll get us mentally ready more than anything. And if we put our mind to it, we could do anything out there on that court.
Able to rebound effectively as a team will be a massive key to this game against Florida, especially on the defensive end. Florida has shown to be a really good team this season with little to no areas of weakness, especially in their ability to grab offensive rebounding, leading to a high percentage of second chance points. Against Kentucky, that's what gave them the early lead against the Cats, and especially in the second half, it's what brought them back. They capitalized on 15 offensive rebounds for 31 second chance points. So being able to be the more physical team on the defensive end for Tennessee will certainly be key, and it starts by crashing the boards and boxing out.
Seeing how he goes at it every single day in practice and seeing him go at it at night, even if he's not shooting the ball well, I could count on him to go get 10 rebounds or go get five old boards. So, you know, I just see it every day, but that's really impressive that he does it day in and day out.
So Tennessee finding a way to limit those second chance points by Florida and continuing the trend of forcing their opponents to play at a slower pace will certainly be a couple of those keys when they take on Florida on the road tomorrow. We'll have much more on the Lady Vols coming up later this week and, of course, more on Vol basketball. But for now, that's all we've got. We'll be back later this week, so make sure you're subscribed, tuned in, and I'll talk to you guys then.